Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
On this auspicious day of Gaur Purnima 2017, we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 29, Text 10. Karma nirhalam udishya.
Karma nirhalam udishya.
Parasmin vatad apanam.
Parasmin vatad apanam.
Yayed yastvayam itiva.
Yayed yastvayam itiva.
Vitak bhava sa sattvikaha.
Vitak bhava sa sattvikaha.
Karma niharam udishya.
Karma niharam udishya.
Parasmin vatad arpanam.
Parasmin vatad arpanam.
Yayed yastyadyam itiva.
Yayed yastyadyam itiva.
Vitak bhavan savatvikaha.
Vitak bhavan savatvikaha.
Karma.
Karma.
Fruit of activities.
Fruit of activities.
Niharam.
Niharam.
Freeing himself from.
Freeing himself from.
Udishya.
Udishya.
With the purpose of.
With the purpose of.
Parasmin.
Parasmin.
To the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
To the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Va.
Va.
Or.
Or.
Tadarpanam.
Tadarpanam.
Offering the results of activities.
Offering the results of activities.
Yayet.
Yayet.
May worship.
May worship.
Yastavyayam.
Yastavyayam.
To be worshipped.
To be worshipped.
Iti.
Iti.
Thus.
Thus.
Va.
Va.
Or.
Or.
Pratik bhava.
Pratik bhava.
Separatist.
Separatist.
Sa.
Sa.
He.
He.
Sattvikaha.
Sattvikaha.
In the mode of goodness.
In the mode of goodness.
Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. When a devotee worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead and offers the results of his activities in order to free himself from the inebrieties of fruitive activities, his devotion is in the mode of goodness, purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudras, along with the Brahmacharis, Grihasthas, Vanaprasthas and Sannyasis, are the members of the 8 divisions of Varanas and Ashramas, and they have their respective duties to perform for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When such activities are performed and the results are offered to the Supreme Lord, they are called karma palamanam, para karma apanam, duties performed for the satisfaction of the Lord. If there is any inebriety or fault, it is atoned for by these offering processes. But if this offering process is in the mode of goodness rather than in pure devotion, then the interest is different. The 4 ashramas and the 4 varnas set for some benefit in accordance with their personal interest. Therefore, such activities are in the mode of goodness. They cannot be counted in the category of pure devotion. Pure devotional service, as described by Rupa Goswami, is free from all material desires, anyabhidasa sunya. There can be no excuse for personal or material interest. Devotional activities should be transcendental to fruitive activities and empiric philosophical speculation. Pure devotional service is transcendental to all material qualities. Devotional service in the mode of ignorance, passion and goodness can be divided into 81 categories. There are different devotional activities such as hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping, offering prayers, rendering service, and surrendering everything. And each of them can be divided into 3 qualitative categories. There is hearing in the mode of passion, in the mode of ignorance, and in the mode of goodness. Similarly, there is chanting in the mode of ignorance, passion, and goodness, etc. 3 multiplied by 9, 27 equals 27, and when again multiplied by 3, it becomes 81. One has to transcend all such mixed material devotional services in order to reach the standard of pure devotional service as explained in the next verse. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gananjana Sarakaya Chakshuram Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When a devotee worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead and offers the results of his activities in order to free himself from the inebrieties of fruitive activities, his devotion is in the mode of goodness. So this is a very auspicious day. Just look at all the devotees. It's just amazing. Gaur Purnima ki jai. Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir ki
jai.
Have a look at these beautiful deities. They are so gorgeous. This is our benediction from our beloved Srila Prabhupada to have such wonderful festivals and such wonderful devotees to associate with. All for the satisfaction of the Lord. This is pure devotional service. We're not wanting anything for ourselves. We're not wanting any aggrandizement or any piety or good birth. We're simply doing this for the satisfaction of the Lord, the satisfaction of Krishna. So today, Gaur Purnima is the blessed appearance day of his most merciful incarnation as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Yuga avatar, the avatar for this age. Avatar meaning the translation, the Sanskrit translation of avatar. Ava means down crossing. And Tara means sending. So sending down. So the Lord is very, very merciful and he comes from the spiritual world to us poor souls here in the material world to enrich us with this process of bhakti. And similarly, not for the mode of goodness, not for anything personal, but just to satisfy the Lord. And satisfying the Lord is the greatest thing that we can do in our lives. So he taught this great message in the Kali Yuga, which is filled with imperfections. And it continues to be filled with imperfections. No one is qualified. So how can we satisfy the Lord? And Lord Chaitanya gives this simple process. He descended out of mercy. Mercy. Mercy is an interesting thing. It's also a high quality within humanity. And actually that mercy quality comes from the Supreme Lord. The Lord is very merciful to us, as I'll explain a little further. And when you see people exercising mercy, charity, helping people, that's actually a characteristic that's imbued from the personality of Godhead. Krishna actually instills that within the heart, to be merciful, to be giving. So when we say a person is godly, they're always giving. You know, when you meet somebody that's very advanced, irrespective of what religion, they're always giving, they give mercy. So we're here and we're desperately in need of the mercy of the Supreme Lord because this material world is just a cage that we're locked in. And it seems like in this Kali Yuga, in one aspect, it's getting worse and worse and worse. And the worst thing in this Kali Yuga that we have to understand is that there is a rise of atheism, that there is no God. So many scientists are putting forward this idea that there is no God. And people are coming to this. People are dropping out of different religions. People are saying, no, I don't want religion. Religion has so many faults, so many defects. We look at a religion and we see in the news every day there's stories of pedophilia and there's stories of corruption. And even within the Hindu community, we see that this guru is having an affair with that person. So this materialism is rampant. And atheism is rampant. Our young children are actually being influenced through their schools that actually there is no God. And they say, the magic thing they say is there's no magic man sitting in the clouds. There's no God at all. It's simply humanity and we have to make the most of it. So this is the age in which we're living in. And Lord Chaitanya descended because he felt mercy on us because we're trapped in this illusion. This illusion of thinking that we're this material body. That we're this material body. We're not this material body. The body is made of matter. But we're consciousness. We're within this body. We are generating the energy for this body. When you see the ecstatic kirtan that we just had, you know, you have the body acting, but it is the spirit soul that is enlivening that body to experience ecstasy. So inside this body there is consciousness. And we first realize, from the point of consciousness, we start to feel that we're these material bodies when we're a little baby. Recently we had an opportunity, our son got married and we saw our granddaughter for the first time. So all the relatives were there. And it's a newborn baby. She's barely conscious of the material world, but she's conscious a little bit. So every one of the relatives was coming up to her saying, "Oh, you're so cute. Oh, you're such a lovely baby. Let me hold you. Let me." Everybody was grabbing the baby, and the baby is like, "What is going on? They actually like me. You know, this is really, I am this body." And it starts to dwell on this little consciousness that actually I'm this material body. Then, as that body grows, so there's that identification with everything material. I am this body. Everything is for my enjoyment. So now, Prabhupada was emphatic that when we preach, when we present this philosophy to the broader public, he was emphatic that the first thing we say, the first thing we allow a person to understand is that you're not this material body. You are a spirit soul within this body. And from that we can start. And then, you know, we see it on Prabhupada's lectures and videos so often, where someone would say, "Yes, but Prabhupada, what about this philosophical point?" Prabhupada would stop them and say, "No, do you understand? You are not this material body." This is something that we have to grapple with, even every day. Even you've been a devotee for 30 years, 20 years, 10 years, 1 year, we have to struggle with that. I'm not this material body. I'm spirit soul. Now this body has sensations, and as is pointed out in this purport here, the modes of material act upon us in so many ways, and one experiences either pleasure or pain. Pleasure or pain, both physical and psychological. There's physical pain and there's psychological pain. There's physical happiness and there's psychological happiness. We can be happy just being by ourselves psychologically. We're at peace. You've had a good night's sleep and you wake up and your brain is refreshed and you feel really happy. So this is happiness. And all the while we're trying to avoid pain. In this material world, our job is, when we're identifying with this material body, our job is, how can we avoid pain? Currently, we've just moved to Tarnit, right? And there is this Westgate Bridge. Everybody that lives in Tarnit knows the Westgate Bridge. So sometimes I have to travel over the bridge, and we're trying to avoid pain because we don't want to be blocked up on the Westgate Bridge. And so you're thinking of alternatives. Can I go this way? Can I go this way? And we're checking the maps and everything. So we try to avoid pain all the time, centering ourselves. How's the best way that I can avoid this pain? Recently, I had a telephone call. It was very disturbing, actually. A young man, young devotee, rang me up and he said, "Bhakta Prabhu, I'm thinking about committing suicide." Psychologically, he was in so much pain. Psychologically, nothing was working for him. He was in so much pain. And he's suffering. And he rang me up to find some way that he could relieve the suffering. So this is going on. In Sanskrit, this is called mamahanti. Mamahanti means consciousness of mine. Always thinking everything is for me. So the point of this today is to honor and worship the beautiful Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First of all, he is the Yuga avatar for this age. And 5,000 years ago, Lord Krishna, also an avatar, came to teach. Same thing. Out of mercy, he saw that there was a degradation in humanity, it was demoniac forces. So 5,000 years ago, he came. And he basically came in the mood of a kshatriya. And he killed the demons. If there was demons, he came and killed them. Krishna is the ultimate person. This is the thing that atheists don't understand, that Krishna is a person. Krishna is Purushottama. He called himself Purushottama, the ultimate person. God is a person. In the first point, we have to understand that God is a person. Recently we did an interfaith meeting on world peace. Everybody got an opportunity to speak, everybody. And none of them mentioned, you know, they were trying to figure out how can we solve the problem of peace in the world. And everybody was thinking, yes, well, if we're kinder to humanity, if we do this and that, no one mentioned God. This was in Bendigo. No one mentioned God. Or if they mentioned God, it was in a sort of a very romantic, ethereal sort of way. It had no potency. So a devotee comes and says, my friends, you're missing the point. You are not this body, and you are a person as Krishna. God is also a person, and we have a responsibility to serve and love him. And so we went on to explain how everything is owned by him. You didn't sit within the womb of your mother and fabricate your body. This was a creation of the Supreme. So anyway, they were very appreciative. And later people came up and they were very, oh, thank you so much that you brought this point. So this is what's lacking in the world today. Lacking in the world is the understanding that God is a person. Lord Chaitanya came to express this knowledge. God is a person and we can love him. By his own personal example, we see how infatuated and how overawed he was by the personality of Krishna. We saw Krishna, he saw a mundane hill and he thought this was Govardhan. So many different ways Lord Chaitanya had that. So Krishna is the ultimate person. And we're from the Vedanta we can understand that he is the source of everything. Also from Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matasvaham Sarvama Papartate Iti Madvam Bhujanti Mam Buddha Bhava Samavitaha. I am the source of all spiritual worlds and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly, so this is the point of this verse and this section of the Srimad Bhagavatam, is the wise who know this perfectly worship me and serve me with all their hearts. So they do it out of love, for no personal reason. They just do it out of love for Krishna. So this whole creation is personal. He also has an impersonal aspect, we know that. And again, Lord Chaitanya was the exponent of that wonderful philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Simultaneously one and different. So God can be one and different. So many times in our interfaith work we deal with impersonalists. And they say God is an energy, only an energy. And we as devotees come in and say, no, he's more than just an energy, he's also a person. Oh no, that can't be. I say, you're putting a restriction on God? God can do anything. God is both a person and has personal attributes and has personal pastimes. And he is also impersonal. This all comes from the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. All comes from the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya espoused this. So he has this incredible, Lord Chaitanya has this incredible love for everyone. Krishna has this incredible love for everyone. Just as a father and mother will do anything for their child, right? They will do anything for their child. Their child is in a helpless situation and the father and mother will do anything to help the child. So similarly, it's actually interesting because this quality, this natural quality within an individual to love their children is actually a dormant, or the Lord inspires the individual from within the heart to actually love their children because he loves their child. So what you receive when you're a parent, when you receive that loving attitude towards your children, you know, it's just unrelenting. You'll do anything for your children. That actually is an inspiration from Krishna to inspire you to love it. Because Krishna is the ultimate father and mother. Krishna explains that in Bhagavad Gita. And he's more than just this transitory mother and father, because we have parents in different lifetimes. In this lifetime we have our parents and we love them very much. Next lifetime we'll have a different parent and we'll love them very much. But the continuum, Krishna loves all the way through. In this body, the next body, the next body. Krishna accompanies the living entity continuously and loves the individual continuously. No, don't, Prabhu. Don't distract the kids. So we have to love Krishna. Flicking. We have to love Krishna. So this is the fact that we have to understand, that Krishna is very much in love with us and we should love him very much. So again, going back to this boy that was about to commit suicide, I was thinking, how the heck am I going to get through to this boy? And we can preach to him, look, you don't want to end up in a ghostly body, you know, your situation isn't going to change at all. Even if you do commit suicide, you know, the things that are harassing you psychologically will be the same thing. And he said, my main problem is that I can't make friends. I have no friends. And he'd forgotten this point, that Krishna is actually the friend of every living entity. Every living entity. And I said, the way to understand this is that you have to call on Krishna. You have to connect with Krishna. When you connect with Krishna, Krishna is actually there and he'll reciprocate with you. And this is what has to be done. This was the joy that Lord Chaitanya gave to all of us. This is the panacea, the instruction that he gave, that we can call on Krishna at any time. And that the potency of Krishna is right there in the sound vibration of his holy name. So the Lord saw the mess that was happening in this material world, and he came as an avatar to relinquish our suffering. So Bhagavad Gita, 5,000 years, was spoken by Lord Krishna, and in that message there was a relief. If we read Bhagavad Gita, somebody said to me the other day when I was hoping and promoting the Bhagavad Gita for Summit 3, they said, when was this written? And I said, actually, it doesn't matter when it was written. It could have been written last week, for all you know. You know what I mean? Because the message in it is so profound. So, even though the Lord came 5,000 years ago, still, people couldn't accept the message. Still, people made concoctions of the Bhagavad Gita. So many different interpretations. Krishna says this, but actually he means this. And so 5,000 years ago, the Lord spoke this knowledge, but not everybody picked up on it. So that's why there is the advent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 528 years now, since the Lord's appearance, is it? About 528. So, and he came from the spiritual world to enliven us about this point of connecting with Krishna. This is what we have to do. We have to connect with Krishna. And it isn't something that's fabricated. It isn't something imaginary. Historians have noted, Krishna Das Kaviraj noted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita exactly the life of Lord Chaitanya, exactly what he did, the ecstasies that he experienced, the example that he set is all there for us to read. And if we follow it, the thing is, if we follow it, if we follow the process that he's enunciated, the purity of the heart starts to happen. The purity of the heart starts to happen. And that is the difference when we see, and I don't mean to be offensive to other religious traditions or even other Hindu traditions, when we see sometimes there is little joy in that offering to God that they offer. When we as devotees come together and joyously chant the holy names of God, sometimes it's very hard to stop. Right, Prabhu? Sometimes it's very hard to stop because you just want to go on and on and on. There's no time. Time seems to just disappear. And then it's Hari Bol, Hari Bol. I want more, I want more. I want to love Krishna more. We lose our bodily connection. We're simply basing ourselves on the spirit soul. And we're together in unison. We're calling on the holy name of God. So this process was taught by Lord Chaitanya to purify us, to actually experience love of God. It is not a one-way thing. It is not that we're praying to the magic man in the sky and we're not getting a reciprocation. This is the argument that a lot of atheists say. It's actually, you know how a child has an imaginary friend? Like, you know, they have a little child can manifest this little imaginary friend and they talk to the imaginary friend. So atheists think that their connection with God is like being or having an imaginary friend. And that I talk to God and he's my imaginary friend. And then all of a sudden they realize, actually my imaginary friend is not talking back to me. And so thereby they drop their religion, their spiritual practices. Whereas in actuality, If they in all sincerity call on the holy name of God, God reciprocates. God will actually connect with you in a way that is so sublime that you're able to give up all material things. And somehow or another, even you're in the most fallen condition, you start to revive your true identity. And you start to feel a connection with God. So Krishna came to destroy the demons. But Lord Chaitanya came in this age of Kali as the Yuga avatar, as a sort of a follow-up, but to destroy the darkness within our own selves. To destroy the darkness within our consciousness. To dissipate that darkness. And the technique that he gave, as I've mentioned, is so incredibly amazing for this purification in this crazy world. It came as, well, number one, it's a very high-tech process when you think about it. Chanting the holy name of God is a very high-tech process. You don't need any sort of moving parts or anything. It goes by itself. If there's no hard and fast rules, you can do it anywhere, you can take it anywhere. You won't be stopped at customs if you have the holy name within you. You can do anything with this holy name. And this process is so simple. And anyone can do it. We're not even sectarian. We can go to a Christian, we can go to a Jew, we can go to a Muslim and say anyone can chant the holy name of God. So many times in interfaith, people say to me, do you want us to convert to Hinduism, do you? I said, no, not at all. I'm simply asking on behalf of my spiritual master and the Parampara to please chant the holy name of God, whatever bona fide name you have. And I said, dear sir, please have a look in your scriptures. In every scripture there is the understanding that the only way to understand God is by calling on his holy name. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So many. And there are so many different other references. So they're actually shocked by that. So we're not out to convert. We just say, look, try calling on the holy name of God and see what happens. So Krishna is his name. Namnamakari Bahuda Nijisava Shaktis. Krishna has the potency, all potency in his holy name. And simply by calling out on that holy name, we get the benefits and connection with him. So the message he taught this time was that the chanting the holy name of God puts you in direct contact with God. No one else can do that. It's just that connection is there. It's an omnipotent process. It has great potency. And it purifies our consciousness and is applicable to everyone. Everyone we meet, if you see someone in trouble. So this boy on the phone, I somehow or other had to encourage him to try and chant the holy names of God. This is the first thing I asked him, are you chanting at all? And he said, no, not at the moment. I said, well, there's the major problem that you've got. Somehow or another, you have to chant. And the thing is that he said, yes, but I find it, because of his psychological makeup, he said, I find it difficult to actually chant Hare Krishna on beads. So there's a psychological problem there. And I said, okay, don't worry about the beads. Don't worry about the beads, and even don't worry about chanting a whole full mantra. Just chant Krishna's name. Just call on Krishna. And he said, yes, I'll try that. So we have, and again, understanding the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Understanding the teachings of Lord Chaitanya where he said there's no hard and fast rules. And sometimes we have to be a little flexible. The ultimate thing for us is to chant the holy name in the way that Prabhupada has passed it down to us through japa and through kirtan. But sometimes we have to also be mindful that we can help other people. So Krishna fulfilled the desire as Lord Chaitanya to actually inspire people. Lord Chaitanya has given to us the most greatest valuable gift, and now it is our duty, if we have any sort of connection with Krishna, if we've had any sort of feeling that Krishna is present, that Krishna is here with me when I call on his holy name, he wants us now to pass that on to everybody else, to other people, to pass it on. So to spread this knowledge, as Lord Chaitanya said, to every town and village throughout the world. So this is not just for the Indian population, it is for the Russians, it's for the Chinese, it's for the Australians, it's for everyone. So we have to think of intelligent ways of which we can spread this holy name. He came as the great avatar in this Kali Yuga, and he wants to help us to get back home, back to Godhead. This is the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had great personalities assisting him, and to this very day, there are great, great teachers that are helping in this Lord Chaitanya Leela. And we can also be part of that Leela by presenting the love of God to whoever we meet. And the greatest of all is His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, who set up this beautiful ISKCON mission, and which has the potency to take people right back home, back to Godhead. So even prior to Lord Chaitanya coming, there were great souls that were already setting the wheels in motion for the advent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I'd like to read just a little bit about some of those great souls and how they helped in the advent of the Yuga Avatar. So we hear from the Holy Scriptures that before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, he sent his divine associates to prepare him. There was Upendra Mishra, who lived in what's now called Bangladesh, and he had a son by the name of Jagannath Mishra. Jagannath Mishra left his home to come to Navadvipa, especially to study under a great scholar called Nilambar Chakravarti. After some time of being Nilambar Chakravarti's student, Nilambar Chakravarti, who was a very great prophet, an astrologer, and a Brahmin scholar, and devotee, he witnessed that Jagannath had such divine qualities, and he offered his own daughter to his student for marriage. And her name was Sachi Devi. They married and had their home near the bank of the Ganges in near Navadvip. Sachi Mata gave birth to 8 consecutive daughters. By the inconceivable arrangements of destiny, each and every one of those daughters died after birth. 8 daughters dead, and they had no children. They worshipped their family deity, the Shalagram Srila, with great devotion. And eventually they gave birth to a son, who was a partial expansion of Lord Nityananda, Prabhu Balaram, and they named him Vishwa Rupa. Then the Supreme Lord was attracted by love and devotion of Advaita Acharya and the other Vaishnavas. Sri Advaita, seeing the materialistic condition of people in the society, now this was 500 years ago, because you can imagine what it would be like now, seeing the materialistic condition of the people in society, called on Krishna. In the name of religion, people were simply ritualistic, superstitious, materially motivated, and in the name of study of scriptures, it was simply for the sake of argument. So these are the points that were mentioned in the purport here. There was no devotion. There was no selflessness. There was no devotion. There was some gyan. There was some karma. And some mysticism, but no devotion. The only time anyone would chant the holy name of Krishna, and that's if they were at least a little pious, was for material benediction when they went to bathe in the Ganges. So Advaita Prabhu, he felt such a burning in his heart due to the love of all living beings that he prayed for years, practically day and night. So this is the quality of a surrendered soul. They have a burning desire and a love for all living entities. So why do they love all living entities? Because they recognize that Krishna loves the living entity. So if Krishna loves the living entity, I should also love that living entity. So he had a burning desire for all living entities and prayed for years and years and years. Krishna, he cried out, no one can give love of Vrindavan in this world except you. People are so faithless, so materialistic, so egotistic, so selfish, so lusty, so greedy, so easily angered. And only if you personally descend in your form is there any hope for this age of Kali. This was Advaita Acharya's prayer. You see, Advaita Acharya Prabhu was not concerned with people getting liberated. He wasn't concerned with people getting some sort of shanti or peace. He wanted people to go back home, back to Godhead. For him, that was all cheating. He wanted prema bhakti, that the nature of the soul and that it is the inheritance of every living entity. Every living entity, that's their right, that's their birthright. He wept incessant tears, constantly on the banks of the Ganges, crying out with a loud voice, "Please, Krishna, come! Please, Krishna, come!" This was Advaita Acharya. The intention of his heart reached Goloka Vrindavan, and on the basis of that calling, the Lord decided to appear, to deliver the people of this age of Kali. He entered the womb of Sachidevi and remained for about a year and did not come out. So this is really unusual, you know. So he didn't come out. Sachidevi and Jagannath Mishra became very worried, and there were many, many amazing signs. Sometimes Sachidevi thought that she was imagining what was happening. All the time she would see celestial beings and demigods in the night crowding around her bed and chanting prayers to the child within her womb. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into the heart of Jagannath Mishra, and from the heart of Jagannath Mishra he transferred into the heart of Sachidevi, and from there he entered into the womb and everything became auspicious. They went to Nilambar Chakravarti and said, "What's happening?" So this is really quite strange. "Almost a year has gone by and no child has come. Will he ever come out?" So Nilambar Chakravarti was such an astrologer that he did the readings and said, "This is a special divine child. He is personally waiting for the most auspicious time to come out." So he's hanging in there and he's not coming out until the right time. Fantastically, the most auspicious time that Lord Chaitanya chose was by the Smarta principle, the most auspicious time. It was today, the full moon night of the month of Phalgun. But on this night, there was an eclipse, a lunar eclipse, which is considered very inauspicious. People sometimes hide from the lunar eclipse because of the ghost planet, the black planet, Rahu, swallows up the moon. So because of the eclipse, it is considered very inauspicious. Everyone at that time was chanting the holy names of Krishna. They never did it any other time, but on this time they thought, "Hey, we better do something." It's pointed out that throughout the rest of their lives, they never chanted Krishna's holy name. But when they saw something inauspicious, they wouldn't take shelter of a demigod. All they wanted to do was go to the Ganges, and men and women and everybody of all religions, seeing the Hindus chanting the holy names of Krishna, Hari, 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 started to imitate what they were doing. And everybody went to the Ganges thinking, "We better get on the bandwagon here, this is really a negative time, we'll all start chanting Hari, Hari, Hari." So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first invoked the chanting of the holy name by this eclipse, and by everybody running to the Ganges, crying out, "Hari, Hari, protect me." And then, while everybody was chanting, he manifested himself. This was very symbolic. This age of Kali is a constant eclipse. It's constantly covered by Rahu, by this negativity. It is a very dark age with so many inauspicious things. But when we sincerely, from the heart, chant the holy names of Krishna, the Supreme Lord appears. The Supreme Lord appears. Kali Kali Name Rupa Krishna Avatara. Krishna manifests himself. Krishna is non-different from his holy name. Krishna is there. When he appeared, everything became supremely auspicious. All the devotees, everybody in the Ganges, everybody, were leaping with joy. Even though there was this inauspicious thing happening, somehow or other, they didn't know why, but they started to feel ecstatic. Advaita Acharya, all the great devotees, Srinivas Acharya, Haridas, they all became ecstatic, understanding that the Lord has come. They felt it within their heart, intuitively, the Lord has come. So little Nimai was born under the neem tree in the house of Sachidevi and Jagannath Mishra, and appeared in the most beautiful golden form. Beautiful golden form. When he cried, there was only one way to pacify him, the loud chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Later on, he would have millions of people in Kirtan, chanting and travelling the length and breadth of India, inducing people to chant and attaining ecstatic love of Godhead. Then, through his beloved empower, eternal associates, and Sri Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya, and Srila Prabhupada, he spread the holy name of the Lord throughout the whole world. This is now the wonderful legacy that we have. So today is the day where we have the opportunity to make the highest spiritual progress, to access the deepest blessings by simply expressing our gratitude for the divine appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is an auspicious day. Anything you do on this day to promote Lord Chaitanya, to preach to someone, you get the greatest blessings. So this is very, very auspicious. We express our gratitude by reciprocating, by understanding the gift that we've been given and giving it to someone else. By just accepting it and keeping it to ourselves is not good. That's harboring something which is very valuable. We need to spread it to everyone else. We have to share it with each other. Encouraging one another, happy Gopurnima, you know. Again, it brings a whole joy to people's lives. And encouraging people when somebody asks, why are you having this celebration? It's the anniversary of the greatest appearance of the most wonderful person who gave us love for God, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now we can express this gratitude by very jubilantly and very devotedly celebrating the 2017 Gopurnima here at Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir. We've already started. It was a wonderful program here already this morning. Gorgeous deities. Apparently, I wasn't here this morning, but apparently it was packed for Mangal Arati here this morning. Absolutely amazing. Wonderful kirtan for the Lord just after Prabhupada's offering. And this is just going to continue the whole day. But not only that, let us pray in our hearts that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give this mercy to so many other people through us. We have to commit ourselves. This is the start of a new year for us, actually. For Gaudiya Vaishnavas, this is New Year's Day also. You know, this is a new start. And what do we do at the start of the year? What do the Westerners do? They have, huh? They actually make vows. You know, they promise to do something. So this is a wonderful day that we can promise to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We'll do a greater effort to preach. We will make a greater effort to chant his holy name. We'll make a greater effort to befriend people. We'll make a greater effort to associate with people. We'll make a greater effort to expand this wonderful Krishna consciousness in our own areas and everywhere around the world, wherever we are. I'll make a vow that we actually are proud of being devotees and proclaim the wonderful teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a high priority. The path of pure love through chanting, through reading, through serving, serving the Vaishnavas, this is what we make our vow for the rest of the year. This is the wonderful time. So even today, we understand because it is that wonderful full moon, you'll see the rising of the beautiful golden moon this evening. Even this day, we have so many opportunities. As Sukadev Prabhu was mentioning, we have many, many festivals going on today. Somehow or other, by the Lord's arrangement, Gopurnima is on a Sunday. Everybody is feeling a little bit religious. Still, there's some inclination. Sunday seems to be a little bit religious. Although they're trying to change that, but we understand. So Sunday is a wonderful day. We have wonderful programs going on here at the temple that we can all participate in. Hari Bhakti Day is coming. He leads wonderful ecstatic kirtans. Just absorb yourself in that holy kirtan. Close your eyes, find your little space for yourself, and just bring the holy name into your heart. Get that thrill of connecting with Krishna. Feeling Krishna, if we extend ourselves and ask the Lord to come into our heart, He will actually reciprocate with you. Similarly, we have a wonderful program in the spirit of Lord Chaitanya. As it was pointed out, He went to all the different villages and chanted the holy name of God. We have a Harinam program going on today. We're going to be chanting in the streets of Melbourne. All the Melbourneites are out there trying to enjoy because it's Mumba. Mumba. You know what actually Mumba means? It's an Aboriginal word. When the early pioneers came here to Melbourne, they said we wanted to have a festival day. And to make it auspicious, what we'll do is we'll ask the Aboriginal community what a really nice name for a festival would be, some festive sort of spirit. So the Aborigines, the Indigenous people, thought they'd play a joke on the white man. They said, yeah, great name is Moomba. Oh, very good, we'll call Moomba. Moomba means big bottom. Moomba means big bottom. So they're having a big bottom festival. So we're out there, they're out there trying to enjoy. You'll see all the canopies up, all the marquees, and they're all doing their drinking, and they've got an Iron Man, Bird Man competition. They're trying to beat birds, and they fly off the end of the pier, and they land in the water, and all sorts of nonsense. But in between all that nonsense, there's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And our kirtaniers are so expert that they encourage everybody to partake. And they enjoy it. You see it so often on Facebook, you get people to join in. So this is happening today. Very, very auspicious. And finally, there's a program happening for our Hindu friends and also other people in the Wyndham area. It's also today is technically Holi. Again, a festival somehow linked with Krishna, but it's a Holi festival that they're making into a bit of a mundane thing. But we're there. And they specifically wanted the Hare Krishna devotees to be part of this and to make the whole thing more spiritual. And so they free, these corporate men and women actually have given free to the Hare Krishna movement different marquees where we can do books, selling Prabhupada's books, where we have the Bhagavad Gita reading stalls. There's face painting and henna and a beautiful altar for Jagannath. And Jagannath is set up in this beautiful altar. So when people come for this festival, the first thing they see is the altar for Jagannath. And the devotees addressing my wife, and there's so many devotees that couldn't be here this morning because they were there early in the morning at 6 o'clock doing all the decorations. We were working late last night getting a new revitalized Rath Yatra cart happening. It's really, it's a makeshift thing, but it's really beautiful. We've made it look beautiful. It no longer looks like a pram. It now looks like a Rath Yatra car. And there's beautiful Jagannath there, and we're going to have a Rath Yatra. And what does a Rath Yatra do? The whole purpose of Rath Yatra that Lord Chaitanya pointed out was you pull the ropes of the Rath Yatra, and by pulling the ropes of the Rath Yatra, you're bringing Krishna back into your heart. So we're encouraging all the people that are there. There's going to be politicians there and members of parliament and business people. But the most important thing is the Rathka, is pulling the Lord into the, getting them to pull the Lord into their heart. Because even that little thing of service, if a person just pulls the rope a little bit, Krishna says, ah, there's a spark there. He loves me a little bit. She loves me a little bit. Now I'll give more opportunity. And then she may get a book. Or she may get some prasadam. So this is very, very important. And all this is happening today. All this is happening today. So we have a smorgasbord of spiritual excitement for all of us to enjoy the whole day. Not only to enjoy, but also to give back. So I wish you all a happy Gaur Purnima. Let's do something outstanding for Lord Chaitanya this year. We've done some pretty amazing things, and there's more and more amazing things that are coming up. Krishna provides so many opportunities. I'll just tell you briefly something that's coming up in about 3 weeks' time. By the mercy of the devotees and their sincerity, someone came up with the idea and the opportunity to have a display at the International Melbourne Garden and Flower Show. Anybody know the Melbourne Garden Show? Anybody been to the Garden Show? Pretty amazing, isn't it? So we have an opportunity to actually set up a stall 6 meters by 3 meters, and we're allowed to do whatever we want. The only thing they said is, please don't try and sell your books there. Okay, we won't sell our books. And please don't preach too heavily there. So, Prabhupada, we can't have a womp and stomp in there, okay? But what we're doing is we're presenting the spiritual world. We're going to have this beautiful display, and all of the, there's a team of devotees that are going to be working. I'd like you all to come and see it, but the most important thing is that there are 200,000 people visiting this garden show over a five-day period. This is a huge preaching opportunity. Lord Chaitanya is allowing us to, again, have something different, to put it in people's minds that the spiritual world is real. The spiritual world is beautiful. It's not an imaginary thing. And you can experience it even while you're in this material body. You'll feel the love of God. You'll feel that connection with God. You needn't be an atheist. Be gentle and happy and serve God. So this is all ways that Lord Chaitanya is allowing us this opportunity to preach God consciousness. So we want you all to also make vows. How can I extend and push on this movement? How can I do something outstanding for Lord Chaitanya and his wonderful representative, Srila Prabhupada, and his parampara, the parampara that's following Srila Prabhupada? How can I do personally something wonderful for him? How can I enter into this lila of Lord Chaitanya? Lord Chaitanya's lila didn't end 528 years ago. It started 528 years ago. We are part of that lila. We are part of that congregation that he was chanting to when he travelled all over India. He's still chanting with us. He's there with us every day. You know, he imbibes, he instills shakti, the shakti of the holy name, into the person that's leading the kirtan, into the person that's reciprocating. We feel it. We feel it. Where else can you get this nectar? We can go to so many different places, but they don't have this ruchi, this taste that we experience by chanting the holy name. We feel an ecstasy. We don't want to stop. This is the gift of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is what we have to give to others. So today is a great opportunity. Thank you very much, Prabhus. I hope you all have a great Gaur Purnima today. We look forward to seeing you all over the place and really tapping into this most auspicious day. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any comments or questions quickly? Yes, Prabhupada.
Thank you very much for a wonderful lecture. Srila Prabhupada, I'm telling the same point. I was telling you that 21st August 1973 in London, Prabhupada gave a lecture and he said by chanting his holy name, he was actually giving lecture on Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, 14 verse, Itikshva. How much we are suffering in this world. And he said, I can take you by transcendental vibration, I can take you to the spiritual world from this very body. So it was the highlight of the lecture. It's a wonderful lecture. 21st, it was next day of Janmashtami. Janmashtami was 20th August 1973. And he was giving lecture 21st.
Yeah, Prabhupada gave us this wonderful gift. Yeah, the agent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the secret agent.
Now, that was my point. I have got one question. You want to tell us about Pratak Bhava in this verse, today's verse?
Yeah.
Pratak Bhava. You want to tell some separate?
Prasad Bhava. Separatists. Yeah. What does Prabhupada say in that? When a devotee worships the Supreme Personality of God and offers the results of his activities in order to free himself from the inebrieties of fruitive activities. So it's not full. It's not full. He's not connected. There isn't that complete connection. And then it goes on. His devotion is in the mode of goodness. So that whole purport was there that you can have different grades of devotion. But the one that is really the epitome of devotion is that selfless surrender to the Supreme Lord. So this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. That's what he came to espouse to us. Yes, Prabhu? Oh, did he? Okay,
yeah,
fine.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Oh, you can read that, Prabhu. Any other comments or questions at all? Prabhus, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.